You're listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, an audiobook produced by CGTN.
How is China promoting Asia-Pacific integration? The Asia-Pacific is our shared home. To sustain peace, stability, development and prosperity in the region meets the interests of us all. As Asia-Pacific economies are connected by the same ocean, we benefit from close interactions between our peoples and geographic proximity. We should follow market trends, seize opportunities created by economic globalization and regional economic integration, and become forerunners driving global growth. The development of the Asia-Pacific and greater economic cooperation in our region represent an underlying historical trend, and such development and cooperation will continue to be imbued with strong vitality because they respond to the call of the people in our region. Last year, I proposed building an Asia-Pacific community with a shared future, featuring openness, inclusiveness, innovation-driven growth, greater connectivity, and mutually beneficial cooperation. This year, thanks to participation of all economies concerned, the APEC Post-2020 vision has been formulated, which sets out ambitious goals and important guidelines for our future cooperation. Let us not forget that we are a community with a common stake, and let us move towards closer regional economic integration. We need to accelerate innovation-driven growth, enhance regional connectivity, and realize inclusive and sustainable development. Step by step, we can surely turn our vision into reality and deliver a better life for people in the region. The Asia-Pacific business community is an engine driving economic growth. You have witnessed development and cooperation in our region, and indeed, you have contributed to it every step on the way. You have an important role to play in shaping the future of our region, and there is no doubt you will benefit from its development. Asia-Pacific cooperation has entered a new historical stage at a time when the world is facing multiple challenges. The business community needs a broader vision, greater resilience, and stronger entrepreneurship. With them, I'm sure you will create greater prospects for business development. I hope you will contribute your share to promoting openness and development. You may work to advance trade and investment liberalization and facilitation, and ensure the security and stability of industrial and supply chains of our region. And your work will enable the Asia-Pacific to take the lead in achieving economic recovery and prosperity. I hope you will explore innovation-driven growth. You may take bold steps to pursue organizational, technological, and market innovations that will make Asia-Pacific a fertile ground for scientific breakthroughs and a pacesetter for innovation. I hope you will be partners for achieving win-win cooperation. You may tap fully into the potential for cooperation and make the pie of cooperation even bigger for all our people to benefit from. I hope you will actively fulfill your social responsibilities. You may all play active parts in the international fight against COVID-19 and do more to help disadvantaged groups to add more momentum to global development.
You've been listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, brought to you by CGTN. For more episodes, you can download the CGTN app or log onto our website at cgtn.com.